our experience is that if people are affected, animals are even more affected. People want to help their pets. They want to save them because they're part of the family. But most of the time, they don't really know why. So we took it upon ourselves to teach them how to protect their pets, because that's the first responsibility. They are the first respondents. So they are the ones that are going to be next to the pet whenever there is an emergency. So that's why we started working on preparedness for pet owners.
So the problem is, you know, even if you are an animal lover and you have a beloved pet, you probably haven't thought about what you would do if there's a flood.
Exactly. That happens every time. Like whenever we ask people, do you love your pets? They'll say yes. And would you like to help them? They'll say yes. But do you know how to, what would you do in case of a flood? They usually don't have an answer. And it's something as simple as, where would you take your pet if you needed to evacuate your home? They wouldn't know. Or so we ask them to go into their family members or their friends and say, listen, if I have to evacuate my home, could I bring my pet to your place? Or something as simple as having a transportation kennel, a place they can sleep in, and also it's a place that's going to keep them safe if you need to transport them. But they need to be used to using the kennel, because if not, then they're going to be scared about using it, and they're already stressed enough.
Can you give me some real-life examples of where, you know, things have gone wrong because there just wasn't that basic forethought?
In most of the disasters we've been to in the field, we always encounter that person that comes to us and says, you know what, I lost my part of my animals, and or lost my pets, and I didn't know what to do with them, and then the flood came in. I mean, we weren't prepared, and I didn't know what to do. And there's such a sense of despair when a family loses their livelihood, when they lose their animals. And it's more than just a commodity to them. It's more than just their economic value. It's part of what they do, and it's part of who they are as a family. So even if it's their pets or their chickens or their cows.
Have there also been instances where people have put themselves in danger?
People are going to place themselves in danger. World Animal Protection, we are convinced that including animal protection into national GRR strategies is a way of protecting the people's livelihoods. By helping animals, we're actually helping people, because the most vulnerable communities depend on their animals for their livelihoods. So what we are here doing at the regional platform is making sure that member states in the Americas remember that if they have strategies to protect livelihoods and to protect livestock and productive assets, they're actually protecting the most vulnerable communities in our countries.
So the emphasis here really is on livestock.
The emphasis for the regional platform is livestock, of course, because that's where the most vulnerable communities depend on. But when we move to cities and we would talk about the urban context, what we find across is it's pets. What we find, people are living with their pets, they're part of their family. So this is going to be a logistic issue for national and civil defenses across the globe and across the region. So it's something also they need to think about, because people are not going to leave their pets, and we need to find out what to do with them.
You think you're getting through to sort of policymakers, to politicians, people who are involved in disaster risk reduction?
I think people understand the importance of livelihoods for the most vulnerable communities, and they understand the role of livestock within our livelihoods. So yeah, I think people recognize, and it's the same with pet owners, right? Maybe they just don't know what they need to do. And this is why we're here. I mean, we're showing them that this is doable. And we're already working with governments like Costa Rica and Mexico to do this underground and to do this at policy level. So it can be done. And I guess that's our message. It's not only we're asking you to do it, it's we can also help you get there.